currently training for an Ironman, and I was like in this kind of like determined, stubborn state where I had to get on my bike even though it was blowing a gale, and I got completely lost and stuck up hills in the countryside. So I'm really feeling that monsoon weather.
Yeah, you know, I've seen all the pictures on your Twitter, actually. You've really been going through it, haven't you? You know, getting out there in all conditions.
I think I must be boring the pants off people, though, because I just keep constantly posting pictures of, oh, this is me on a bike ride. Oh, this is me doing an interval session. This is me doing weights. But yeah, I am. I've been taking it quite seriously. I've got a half Ironman next weekend,
wow,
which I'm already covering myself about. And then I've got the full Ironman, which is in Bolton, the UK Ironman, which is mid-July. But I'm really, I think quite a lot of people know I'm really into fitness and I've done a lot of running and endurance running, but I've never done an Ironman before. And 2 years ago, I couldn't even swim and I didn't even know how to work gears on a bike. So
wow.
Quite impressive is where I am.
Do you know what? I can't ride a bike, actually. That's a confession for you.
Neither could I 2 years ago. So
wow.
There you go. There's hope for you.
There is hope for you, yeah.
I'd like to do an Ironman in 2 years.
So, because all I do is yoga, that is my exercise. I've got a yoga system which I do, it works for me, I did all right with it. What does an Ironman contain?
Well, good for you for doing yoga. I'm really naughty and I do enough of it or hardly any of it because it is very good for you. It contains a swim. So the full Ironman swim is around 4K, just under 4K. And then you have to jump on a bike and ride 112 miles, which, let me tell you, is ridiculously hard. I haven't managed to get over 100. In fact, I haven't managed to get over 90 in training yet. And then you get off the bike and you run a marathon. And for people out there that have run marathons, you know how hard it is to run the marathons. An amazing effort and an amazing feat. But you have to get off the bike and run a marathon. And I've done a couple of tests. Get off the bike and run a couple of miles, which is nowhere near a marathon, and your legs just feel like you're drunk, basically, and you're wobbling all over the place.
Uh-oh.
So wish me luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. You know what? Is there a time when you ever think, oh, I just want to sit on the couch and eat a pizza?
I do for about 5 seconds, and this is my problem. I must be the most annoying person to kind of live with or to be friends with, because I'll sit there for 5 seconds and I'll be like, oh, I start to get itchy feet, my legs start to shake, and I'm like, oh, should I go and do something? And I get really bored. But yeah, I am a bit too energetic, I think, sometimes. But I do have those feelings when I'm, like yesterday when I was on the bike, completely lost, actually swearing at my bike up the hill in the wind, thinking, why do I do this to myself?
Oh, that'd just be my worst nightmare. But of course, it is the bike's fault, isn't it?
Of course, it wasn't mine. It wasn't the sat navigation that I was following and obviously not reading properly on my bike, and it wasn't my bike. It was my bike's fault for not taking me faster up those hills. But no, to be honest, though, I think an Ironman is achievable for anybody, and so are triathlons, and I think they're a great way at any age to get fit. But also, for me, it's not... I mean, I love feeling fit and I feel strong, and I actually feel like I'm probably in the best shape I've been in since I was young, when I used to compete in track running. But it also just makes you feel so good. Like, it gives you such a positive outlook. And when you've been, you know, for a run in the morning or training at night, it just takes all those stresses away and it just makes you feel good about yourself, which is what I think is what's about.
Yeah, I think it's a lot about the mindset as well, isn't it? You've got to really get into that mindset to get yourself going sometimes, haven't you?
Yeah, you have, but I think once you do, it becomes kind of addictive, and like I said, you just feel so positive about yourself, and to have those little achievements in your life where you're pushing yourself physically and mentally, because that's what it's about, really. A lot of it is mental, as you said, but that makes you feel so good, and it gives you such a healthy, positive approach in the rest of the things in your life. And we all suffer from so much stress nowadays, and they say that stress is going to be the kind of biggest killer, so exercise is like therapy. It's the best way to de-stress, so I recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I find it a great de-stressor, if I'm honest with you. It really
does. Come on,
does
you're
work,
doing right? A bit of yoga.
That's it. That's what. Oh no, my things. My yoga's got like cardio thing built into it. It's one of those kind of.
All right.
I'm almost going to say it's one of those broga things. It's not the relaxing one. It's one of those where you do put a little bit of effort in there.
Broga.
Yeah, have you seen those classes that have been popping up recently? The Broga classes? It's just like, you know, lads doing yoga, really. But I kind of do a similar thing to that. It's got the cardio workout built in. It works, honest. I think I lost about 3 stone
yoga
doing it.
Yoga for lads.
Yoga for lads. A new hashtag, we'll get that going. Charlie, I know you're a massive Sheffield United fan, so there's been plenty going on over the past few days, hasn't there? You've got a brand new manager in the shape of Nigel Adkins. How do you think his appointment is going to change your club?
I, for one, think this is a really positive appointment, and I think that's a general feeling out there amongst fans. I did like Nigel Cuss, though, and I think that we kind of forget because of how bad this last season's been and what we all expect as Blades fans. I mean, I'm one of these Blades fans that I'm always like, we're going to get promoted. We're going to get promoted every season. I do it all the time, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. And then we start to win, we get our hopes up, and then they're always dashed. But I think we were in a bad place when Clough came in, and I think, you know, we've had some good cup runs with him. Maybe the last season, not so, and I think a few fans would kind of agree with me on that one. Nigel Adkins, though, I think is a brilliant appointment. I've met him quite a few times, actually, in the sports broadcasting that I do, and I really like his enthusiasm and his positivity. I like the way he plays football, you know, uses the passing game, and it worked when he was at Scunthorpe and Southampton, and I hope that it works with us. And I think the one key thing about Adkins and that everybody's talking about, including the co-chairman, is the fact that he's got a proven track record, and I don't think we've really had anybody like him, not in my history. I think the nearest maybe kind of Neil Warnock. You know, he's been promoted twice from League One with Scunthorpe United, and then he took the Saints from League One to Premier League, which I hope we can do. So I think this has given fans a real lift, and I think he's a really positive appointment.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got a very good track record, hasn't he, when it comes to promotion. Some of the clubs he's been at as well, he's done very, very well with them, as you said, you know, getting Scunthorpe moving, Southampton as well. So he's got a good pedigree behind him, and hopefully he's going to get backed as well with some transfers.
Yeah, hopefully. I think that's key as well, is that we've got to have a really positive recruitment through this summer. I think we've had a huge turnaround of players, and it's not really worked, has it? So I think Adkins needs to be left to make his footballing decisions. If anybody, he's the kind of manager, and he is a proven manager that knows what we need to get promotion. So I think it'd be really interesting to see what he does this summer. I think we need to give him a little bit of time to bed his style in, but I do think that we should put pressure on him. And I think Adkins will have taken this appointment not because he wants to come and sit in a League One club, most definitely not. He's a very ambitious person, a very ambitious manager. He will expect promotion, I think, and nothing less. I know he's been saying, you know, oh, we can't, you know, expect, let's just see. But I think in his own head, he'll want to do something very special with Sheffield United, which is why I think he's come here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big season for the Blades without a shadow of a doubt. And we'll see how Nigel does when the whole season kicks off. And Charlie, this week it's Women's Sports Week as well, isn't it? So it's a huge week and lots going on all across the country, really. And we've got the Women's World Cup coming up as well very soon. I've just been reading quite a lot about that. In fact, going to be talking about that later on. We've seen lots of different sort of sporting clubs pop up all across the White Rose County. There's a very famous boxing club I saw in Sheffield as well, isn't there? Which has been popping up on the news recently. Is there something where we could get, you know, a lot more women into sport? What else can we do to get more women getting into competitive sport now?
I think that Women's Sports Week's a great thing, and I think it really helps. I think we just have to make sure that it doesn't become token, so it's just for a week, or we promote women's sport. I think that it needs to create a legacy for the rest of the year rather than just being 1 week. I think that it all starts at grassroots. So I'm a huge believer in schools and education, and I think that we do really well to try and promote women's sport, and it's improving massively from when I started in sports broadcast 10 years ago. It was still very unknown. We didn't really talk about women's sport, and, you know, as a female sports presenter, it was also quite rare and very rare to become a main host or a main anchor, which I think things are very changing. And that's the same attitude with sports actually doing it as well as broadcasting it when it comes to females. But I think we need to make sure that it happens at an education level. So I think that what really needs to change is PE, because I still think that we hardly, you know, kids hardly do PE at school. I think it's 1 hour a week, maybe 2 hours a week max. So I think if we want to try and get, you know, men and women, girls and boys into sport, rather than segregating them off, which I don't agree with, and encouraging girls, is doing it from a very young age and keeping that momentum there, which I think all starts in schools. And if you get that habit in as early as possible, then it's going to reflect throughout the rest of the country. And also making sure that we don't think that sport is just elite. So if you are, you know, not a kind of Jess Ennis or somebody like that, then you can't do anything or you can't do sport. I'm certainly not Jess Ennis, but I'm still doing sport at my age and I'm doing a crazy Ironman. So I think we've got to do a little bit more than just have Women's Sports Week, but I do think it's really, really positive, and it's so amazing to see so many women and girls doing sport and taking up fitness as well, and seeing the benefits that it's not just physical, it's also mental, which is what we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, and it's great to see Jess as well doing very well, qualifying for Rio too. It's fantastic for her, making a comeback, of course, after giving birth to her first child and doing so well in her big comeback too.
Oh, I know. I'm so pleased for her. She's a friend of mine, and I'm so pleased that she's, you know, she's had a baby, which she's very, very proud of, and I think it's fantastic to be a mother. I think it's one of the biggest achievements ever. But also the fact that she's managed to get herself into such a good position. She was saying that she actually gets up, trains, goes home and looks after her child while her husband's at work, and then he comes back and then she goes trains again, and it's such dedication, but she loves it so much and she's so passionate about it, and I think that's a lot we can learn from.
Yeah, when you love something so much, you really get passionate and you really do just put all the hours that you can into it, don't you? And it's just second nature, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I think you can get hooked, you know, with your broga and whatever it's called.
Yeah, there is that chance. Roll that mat out at home, that's all I'm doing.
I think people need to know that it's not as hard as everybody thinks it is. Even just, you know, going for a really nice walk or doing something at home, like you said, roll the mat out at home. You can do it at home. And sometimes if I haven't got time, because we all live crazy hectic lifestyle, trying to fit everything in, looking after the kids, going to work, and then we've got to try and fit gym in and fitness and doing sport. And you can fit it in at home or outside, and you don't have to kind of have that gym membership or take 2 hours out of your day.
Yeah, I think you can do it anywhere, can't you? There's just any chance you can get to do some form of exercise. It'd be wonderful if you do actually get that chance. I think, like you said, you can do it anywhere. Let's have a quick chat about you now, Charlie. What are you up to at the moment? What's going on?
Training.
Besides training, what else is happening?
Some fantastic stuff. I just was in Malaysia recently presenting the World's Strongest Man, which I can't say much about at all because it doesn't come to the screens in the UK until Christmas time. It's one of those shows where it's kind of that tradition at Christmas. Do you remember? I mean, when I was
yeah.
kid, all the time. So it was very exciting and very cool to go and present that.
Did anybody pull a truck at any point?
Yeah, they did. That's exactly what I said. I was like, do we get to see pulling trucks? That's the only thing I thought of. And the Atlas Stones. Do you remember those?
Yes.
And they did pull, exactly, now you're remembering. They did pull trucks. And these guys are crazy. I mean, one of them is a gentleman called Hathor, who's out of the Game of Thrones, if anybody watches it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, another guy.
Yeah, and it was incredible to watch him. He's just screams at you all the time. I'm Thor, and it was very interesting to do. And it was just so exciting to watch what these guys put themselves, you know, push their body to the limit. It's just crazy, and how big they are. There's a few pictures on my Instagram and Twitter actually, which make me look like I'm really tiny, and I'm really not. I'm actually quite tall. So that's been fantastic, and then. I've been working on a few different documentaries which are in treatment at the moment, which I'm working on. Lots of training, and I've kind of just been concentrating loads of fitness and boxing. Like, I'm doing some women's and girls' boxing this Saturday, actually, talking of Women's Sports Week, which is going to be really good. It's going to be broadcast at 2. And I think that's again, shows a real change in our attitude towards women. I think boxing is a fantastic discipline for young girls and boys.
Yeah, I think you've done such a wonderful, wonderful set of work, really, and doing all this stuff with your training at the moment. You're putting me to shame at the minute. I really think I should get back out there and do some more. I couldn't even dare tackle an Ironman right now. Maybe in, like, you know, 12 months' time if I get off the pizza.
Of course you can. And actually, you live in the perfect place. Yorkshire is an amazing training ground. I think it's the best training ground in the entire UK to be able to train up there. That's why the Brownlee brothers are so good. I mean, they're incredibly talented, but also the fact that they've got Yorkshire as a training ground, I think, really helps.
Yeah, God's Own County does really help, doesn't it, really, if we're honest?
Exactly. I need to move back.
Yeah, well, you're welcome back up here anytime, as you know, Charlie.
Oh, look,
thank you very much for joining me today. Really appreciate it. Good luck with these Ironmans, the half Ironman and the full one as well in Bolton. You are extremely brave for doing that because I couldn't even think about it right now. But I promise I will. I'm promising you right now I'm going to get in that.
Oh, remember that.
Oh, I've said that now.
Thank you very much.
What a nightmare. I've said it now. I've got to do it. Charlie, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day.